Welcome to the Tony Francis Podcast, a podcast where we share the prophetic word of the Lord, biblical insights, and prayers that will cause you to live life abundantly. For more information, resources, and more, connect with us at www.healednations.com. Now, here is your host, Tony Francis.
Hi, this is Tony Francis. I pray my podcast finds you well today, my friend. Well, actually, this broadcast, this prophetic word, goes to everyone on my mailing list of my website, Healed Nations Ministries. So this word is for you. But wait a minute. Don't go if you are not on my mailing list, because who knows, maybe this word will bless you as well. And feel free later to join my mailing list. It's on my website by visiting the website. It is a free joining, of course. And you will be receiving from time to time lots of prophetic insights and nuggets and offers and many, many things that will bless you and will make Jesus more real to you and take you higher in God. So feel free to do that later. Okay, so I was praying for you, those who are on my mailing list, and I felt releasing this prophetic word for you. I pray it is on time and that this word will bless you from Holy Spirit and that you open up and by faith hear what the Spirit is saying to you right now, because one word from the Lord, just one word, will change your life, will bless you, will sustain you, will bring you breakthroughs. And it is just one word, because the words of Jesus are spirit and life. And it is God's heart and God's will for you to be overtaken and overwhelmed by His Spirit and by His kind of life, that Zoe kind of life, which is higher than the life that this world offers. It is the abundant quality, majestic, glorious, high values, the light values, and the light, you know, not the, you know, light as and not being weighty. No, the light, you know, Jesus said, I am the light. So the light standards. So this is the kind of life that the Lord wants to bless you with. So as you hear this prophetic word today, and feel free to share this word with others if you feel led to do so. But mainly this word is for you, because you are on my mailing list and you are my faithful followers, and I love you, I pray for you, and I appreciate so much your presence. You're not a number, you are a sister and a brother in Christ, and I thank God for each one of you for being a supporter for my ministry and for receiving from me. That's awesome, because it humbles me to be your servant in the Lord. So thank you. Okay, now let's go to the word of the Lord for you. This is what I feel the Holy Spirit is saying for you right now. I feel the Holy Spirit is revealing or highlighting, let's say, James, when he said in his writing in the book of James, don't look at the word of God as someone who looks at a mirror and you see yourself, but live without changing and modifying and bettering yourself. So don't just listen to the word, but be a doer of the word. I'm not saying you are not a doer, but you know, sometimes without realizing or without being focused or aware, we become listeners in some areas in our lives. Like, yeah, it's a good word, I heard this teaching or this preaching or this verse or this, you know, read the book, but we are just looking in the mirror most of the time, but we are not breeding change and transformation. And this is the halfway, and God doesn't want us to be in an incomplete process. He wants the fullness. He wants the fullness of the blessing. He wants to seal it. He wants to secure it. And this is secured. God's blessing and goodness and promises and plans for you are secured when you hear the word and you put legs to it and be a doer of the word of God. Now ask yourself, is the Lord talking to you about something in a certain area of your life? And you're hearing that in your prayer time, or maybe through other confirmations around you, from here and there, but you are happy that you are receiving prophetic words and confirmations, but you're not applying this. You're not taking any action. And, you know, I'm not condemning you, because we all need to be reminded of this. I am with you, you know, in that. I am prophesying for myself as well. But it is important to realize that you will not get the fullness of the blessing or your next level in God if you just cherish or be thrilled to hear a word from the Lord, a prophetic word or a confirmation, but you're not applying it. You're not thinking, how can I obey this word? How can I put legs to it? How can I take it and manifest this word, the seeds that God is giving me? You know, it is a sad story if you have a seed that will generate for you, you know, an income later, if you and bless you in your business, if you just be a good farmer and sow it in the soil and take care of it. But you don't do this. You just hold the seed. You're happy about the seed. You're talking about the seed, which is the promise or the word. And you're not putting it in the ground and waiting for the seed to die, to open up, to crack. And you taking care of it. And then you see the flourishing and the fruits and then the money. And, you know, so it is a sad story if you have a seed in your hand, a word from the Lord. You're just looking at it, bragging about receiving a prophetic word or an insight or a revelation, but you're not putting that seed into the soil to die. So it can live. So the multiplication can come. And this is really a sad story, and it is an incomplete process. And God is after you today. He is after me today because He wants to push us. He wants to encourage us, exhort us into taking that and applying it, obeying it, because He wants us to live in the fullness of His goodness and to live as people of manifestations. So this is what I have in my heart for you today and for me as well. And it's such a beautiful word. It brings the holiness of God, His love. And it feels to me, you know, as God, our daddy, our Abba, today is holding the mic, so to speak, and, you know, having this heart-to-heart moment with you, like, hey, son, hey, daughter, like, don't just listen to that. Don't just have joy in that. Please take it, apply it, obey it, manifest it. So it's like a dad, you know, after you today to remind you that you need to stretch for the 60, not 30, 60, but also for the 100-fold. This is God's heart for you and for me. And I bless you today with this word, this prophetic word from Holy Spirit, from Abba God. And I pray that this will encourage you and confirm to you. Don't let this prophetic word be another confirmation. You know, don't do that. You know, or you are missing the point. take that and talk to yourself and say, wow, that is the last confirmation I receive about this issue or topic. And after ending the podcast, I will start working the word. And, you know, I feel, by the way, right now, I feel your faith rising. And I feel, by the way, in the spirit, I can look at your faith right now, the one listening to me, and I sense that your faith is already there, but it's vibrating. I feel like, wow, your faith is alive right now. It came to life. And I feel like this vibration, it's filled with life. And then the next thing is you will move, you know, and you will, go the extra mile of hearing a word of God. And the extra mile is doing the word of God. You will be greatly blessed. You will be saying later, oh, I wish I applied that potential, that seed, that prophetic promise way before, because you will see the joy of obeying God. This is the first thing I assure you. Way before you see the manifestations, way before you see the unfolding of it, you will feel joy, peace, wholeness, like, yes, I did it. I did it. I obeyed the Lord. And then there is something far greater from that, which is the manifestation. The word will be flesh for you, and people will see the glory of the Lord rising on you. There is no other way that people will see that the glory of God is on you until you apply, until you obey, until you manifest what God has been speaking to you recently. Okay, so I love you, I'm praying for you, and I bless you today with this in Jesus' mighty name.